What's happening, Polite Society? I hope you had a good week. If you're here for the first time, welcome to my channel. I'm Alan. Today, we're continuing our series on the women's movement. We are looking at the second wave, so let's delve in. Perhaps no single individual has done more to make the egalitarian mindset more mainstream than Gloria Steinem. Born to a father who was a traveling salesman and a mother who was mentally ill, Steinem had to take care of her mom after her parents divorced. After Gloria graduated from high school, her sister took over those duties, and Steinem went on to study at Smith College and later in India. Gloria began her career as a journalist in New York, though she struggled to be taken seriously. She claimed that when she suggested political stories, she was told by her editor, "I don't think of you that way." Steinem's big splash came in 1971 when she, alongside two other female journalists, launched Ms., which became its own independent magazine in 1972. The magazine became a trailblazing and boundary-breaking egalitarian icon and a hard rock brand for the women's campaign. Ms. was the first American magazine that featured women demanding repeal of laws that criminalized prenatal infanticide. The magazine is a popular source for egalitarian news and information. The first issue in July 1972 had a cartoon image of Wonder Woman on the cover. Steinem was also an admirer of Victoria Woodhull. We looked at it in an earlier video. Of the 19th century working girl who became the first woman to run for president, she wrote, "People who see her big scrawled signature assume I must be looking for inspiration in her life as the first woman to address Congress, the first to run for president, the first to originate and run her own weekly newspaper, and one of the few women to live out in public the principles of female emancipation and freedom that were not only unusual in her day, but illegal." All that is true. Of course, not everyone in her camp was a fan of Gloria. Betty Friedan saw Steinem as just a pretty face without intellectual pull. And Phyllis Chesler said of her, "What can I say about Gloria? Only this. My generation of femmes needed Susan B. Anthony, but we got Mary Tyler Moore. We needed Harriet Tubman, but we got Jane Fonda. We got the blonde, blow-dried egalitarian in the aviator glasses, the one in the skinny jeans, the female activist who posed in a bubble bath for People magazine. As glamorous as a movie star, Gloria repeatedly gave the same pseudo-apology. I'm not that attractive. I'm only attractive for an egalitarian." Steinem has been one female activist who has been able to maintain her popularity and influence over the years. In 2019, Nadia Boltz-Weber gathered a bunch of purity rings given to her by apostate Christian girls, melted them into a vaginal image, and presented this in high honor to Gloria Steinem. In 2022, after the overturning of Roe, she sat with Meghan Markle and the two discussed their concerns about the future of prenatal infanticide. Like Stevie Nicks and Michelle Williams, Steinem had a prenatal infanticide herself. She also gave similar reasons as Nicks and Williams for having one. She has said that her life would have stopped if she had a baby as a young single woman. Working as a waitress, she would not have been able to study abroad in India, for which she had a fellowship. Let's turn to criticism. The value of a fellowship is not even worthy to be compared with the infinite value of the life of a child. Also, the magazine Gloria helped found has been an outlet that has helped to contribute to a tremendous amount of destruction in American society. Every year, nearly 1 million innocent children in the womb are unjustly slain. Because of its influence and strong pro-choice stance, there can be little doubt that Ms. can be held at least a little bit responsible for shaping the impressionable minds of young women. Nevertheless, let's be in prayer for those who are deceiving and being deceived by the nefarious teachings of the egalitarian movement. Let's pray that the Spirit of God will work in their hearts so that they will turn to the Lord Jesus Christ as he has freely offered in the gospel. The sources that I used for this upload are available in the video description below. All right, that's a wrap for now, ladies and gents. If you want to share your own thoughts, be sure to do so in the comment section down below. Thanks for watching, everyone. If you like this video, please give it a thumbs up. If you like the content here, you can subscribe by clicking on the icon on the bottom right. Then you can hit the bell for notifications. I upload a new video every Wednesday and every Saturday. Have an awesome week, and for my brothers and sisters in the Lord, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all always. I will see you all in the next video. God's blessings on your week.